Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Gezer Shimshin. Our shir is for a schus and a refuah shalema for Elisheva Esther Bas Shifra Nechama, for Sarah Bas Bina, for any of the chayalim that might need a refuah shalema min hashamayim, and for all of the hostages, yehi ratzon, that they all return home safe and sound, take off from Yad. In Besuros Tavos for Sarah Edel, Bas Elisheva Miriam. We read in the Parsha, Vaydaber el Korach vel kol adosoy. He spoke to Korach in the entire assembly, saying, in the morning, Hashem will make known the one who is his own and the Holy One. The Yalkut Ruveni says that certainly Moshe Rabbeinu knew from Hashem that Korach and his company were destined to be burned. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu then call them to make peace if he knew that they weren't going to do tshuva? The Zera Shimshin says that Moshe Rabbeinu knew, in fact, that Korach himself would not do tshuva. But if the rest of his company would not have continued with their rebellion, they would not have perished. It was not revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu what they would choose to do. And for that reason, Moshe called them in for peace. However, they were Moshe chet al pesha. They continued to sin. That's why On ben Peles told his wife that he didn't have any hope of being saved because he had already participated with Korach and sworn to his cause. But his wife told him his reasoning was incorrect. She told On ben Peles that Moshe Rabbeinu would not consider being over Geneva's Das. The mere fact that Moshe Rabbeinu called the group together in order to make peace proved that there was still a chance to do tshuva. That is the meaning of the pasuk, Chachmas Nashim Bonsa Besa, the wise among women, each builds her house. Who is that wise woman? Rashi clarifies it. Kimo Ishtoi, Shel On ben Peles. The great tzaddikus, Rivka, the daughter of the Bach. She was the Rebbetzin of the Taz. At 12 years old, she was sitting at her father's table on Shabbos afternoon. There were Talmidei Chachomim that were gathered around, and they were speaking in Torah. All of a sudden, her father, the Bach, asked her, Rivka, do you remember any word in Torah that has 10 letters or more? Rivka answered, in Torah, there isn't a word that has 10 letters. Only in the Nevi'im we find the word Lemishbecho Sehem, 10 letters. After that, she thought for a moment and she said, there's one additional time. In Megillas Esther, there is one word that has 11 letters, and that is Va'ach Shtar Panim. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, we will be continuing with our Shir Nezer Shimshin. I wish everyone me'um kedaliba, v'suros tavos, yeshuas v'nechamos.